Next case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12083, Lloyd Faney, seeking a special use exception for an indoor shooting and archery range, section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Parker Road and Bethel Road. The 911 address is 38531 Parker Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 333, Map 15, Parcel 20. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Staff would note that there was a conditional use number 1925. It was approved April 3rd, 2012 for office and trucking storage on this property.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Bainey, 26179 Manor Way, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. I'm going to swear everybody at the same time, so please. Come on up, sir.
Chad Bainey, 17 Rochester Drive, Sligo, Delaware.
Okay.
Wade Bainey, 18 Bruce Street, Southview Hill, Delaware.
Okay. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. If you can just repeat your name when you speak so we know which Bainey is speaking.
My name is Jeff Bainey.
I have a couple patents here. Sorry, I didn't know there was going to be so many.
Said, my name is Jeff Bainey. We're searching for a special use exemption for an indoor shooting and archery range. We are starting a business called Delmarva Armory, hopefully. And it's myself, father and brother, are the owners of the establishment. We bought the property about a year ago. It's a pre-existing building. Just to give a little bio on us, my father, Lloyd Bainey, graduated Dolphin County Technical School in 1973. Majored in machine shop, worked as a machinist for 44 years. Moved to Sussex County in 87. Lived in Sellville for 30 years. Owned and operated a welding machine for 19 years. Now sold the business, works for Haynes Fabrication in 07. And he works as a project manager on several government projects. Part-time employee for Lockheed Martin on a government contract through Haynes Fabrication in 2010. Currently in South Shore Provisions Bait and Tackle Shop located in Indian River, Delaware. Currently has a 100-ton master's captain's license since 95. Currently has a DOD security clearance, 11 years volunteer firefighter in Central PA with positions as lieutenant, captain, assistant chief, 20 years in Sellville Volunteer Fire Department, holding positions as lieutenant, assistant chief, and chief. My brother, next to him, moved to Sussex County with the family in 87, graduated from Sussex Technical High School in the year 2000. 13 years in the Sayville Fire Department, holding positions as fire lieutenant, rescue captain, graduated from the Department of Corrections Academy in 2006 with several accommodations from the state and wardens. He was a part-time employee for Lockheed Martin as a government contract through Haynes Fabrication in 2010, started with Haynes Fabrication in 2012 full-time, working as a certified welder on several government projects, and currently has a Department of Defense security clearance. Myself, moved with a family in 87, Sussex County. Graduated from Sussex Technical High School in 2001. 10 years, Sellville Volunteer Fire Department, with positions of fire lieutenant and dive lieutenant. Graduated Department of Corrections Academy in 06 with cadet and class honors. Graduated CERT Academy in 2006. Promoted to corporal, team operator 2, explosive breacher. Graduated Tactical Force Entry School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Operated and commanded several escapes from the Department of Corrections. Graduated from the Police Safety Services Range School, earned Master Range Master at SCI. Part-time employee with Lockheed Martin on government contract through Haynes Fabrication in 2010. I currently work at Haynes Fabrication as a CNC operator on several government projects, and I also have a currently DOD security clearance. What we're looking for is Delmarva Range Armory employees. We will have range masters, be at least one of those on site at all times while ranges are being used. we will have at least one range officer, at least one, at all times on the property to help assist the range master. All employees that are hired to run the work and work the live fire shooting range will be certified range officers and meet required certifications. In this location, it's a 14,000 square foot building nested on a 10.6 acre parcel. The building is constructed of concrete metal roof. The building is located on the corner of Parker Road, Bethel Road, as shown in these pictures. And I have several pictures of the property when we first bought it a year ago. The first picture of the archery range you come to is an insulated metal building that is attached to the, it's all a big compound. But there are walls sectioned in each one. And then there will be a range example of 3D range that's going to go in that building. There also, that will break down into an open shoot range when 3D range is not being used. The archery range construction will be an indoor archery range, will be constructed of state-of-the-art rubberized backstop 3D targets. There will also be open lane shooting after 3D times are over. There'll be a lot of times for the 3D. The info of that range. Range will be inspected for wear every night after range closes. Backstop will be placed at an hourly interval. All archery range shooters will be escorted around the building via walkway so no unauthorized people will enter the active shooting range. That way we can't have archery going in the full live range pistol or rifle. The archery range will be separate from the gun range. We come to a picture here of the shooting range itself. That's the existing building now. This is what the building will look like in the next picture from that, this picture here. And these are the stalls.
Can you show me that again?
I'm sorry. That picture right there. Okay. That's what the range will look like. Then the next picture from that is the stalls of the shooting range. It will be a controlled environment. The people designing the range are Meggett Training Systems. A little info on Meggett Training Systems. Meggett is a global leader in live fire and simulation training systems. The ranges are used by military and civilian applications. The indoor shooting range construction. The Marva Armory will be a 10-lane, 25-yard indoor shooting range. Indoor range will be constructed with state-of-the-art materials designed for both safety and customer and employee use. Indoor backstop, target retriever, air purification system, along with blueprints on noise canceling and safety dividers will be designed by Meggett Shooting Systems. Indoor range will essentially a building inside of a building made out of concrete and steel. And I'm going to elaborate on the building inside of the building. The reason for the indoor range, reasons for this is the indoor range will have to be at least, it'd be a negative pressure drafting air from the shooter to the backstop in case of any lead particles in the air. Also the interior of the building, Also, the interior building air will be purified through several filters and HEPA filters to ensure customers and employees will be breathing safe air. In addition, the building design will also add additional safety in case any stray round or noise levels outside the range will reach a high put. Noise levels outside the range will be about the same decimals as a normal conversation we're having right now. Cockpit noise of a car traveling 60 miles an hour is around 60 decibels. That's the outside decimal of the range. Then you come to a picture of the backstop itself. The backstop itself is called a Meggett Grand Trap system. It is their new system, state-of-the-art backstop. Instead of using AR steel plate for backstops, which work very well, but contaminate the air with the lead from the rounds after impact on steel plates, the Grand Trap is designed with steel frames and a replenishing supply of rubber granulates over 2 feet thick with a membrane layer that not only traps the lead, but once the round pierces the membrane itself, it seals. There's virtually no lead contaminant in the air. Then you come to a picture of the red rubber granulates. The rounds that person is holding in their hand are fired rounds. They don't splatter. They don't come back at the person. They go in that rubber, never to be seen again until they go to get cleaned up. At every 10 to 12,000 rounds per lane, the range will be closed and cleaned by an outside professional lead removal company who Meggett will recommend. The lead will be removed, the granulates will be inspected and reused and mixed with new granulates. All loose granulates will be swept up every night along with all debris, brass casings, and trash from the day. You then come to a picture of a cleaning company. Hazmat suits, what they do is they come in, They suck the lead up in the granulates. It goes outside to a tumbler truck. They tumble the lead out. It separates the lead and the granulates. They air shoot the granulates back in. They're reused. If they don't meet a certain size requirement, they don't come through the truck. So anything under 3/4 of an inch, that granule is no longer being used. We're putting new granulates in the system. Cleaning the range. Both ranges will be cleaned every night. Cleaning the range will consist of wiping down the stations and cleaning up all debris from the shooting stations. A very important one, the clean air. The entire 10-lane range will be a negative pressurized and filtered system with clean breathing air. The cleaning schedule will be composed as the range will be, a cleaning schedule will be composed and the range will be closed as personnel are cleaning and inspecting the range at a set hourly interval. We then come to an example of the air filtration. What it's doing is it's bringing air in, going through filters, heaters, going past the shooter. The shooter will feel it in the back of their ears. It'll go down towards the range. No downstairs or no down air will ever come back to the shooter. That way we cannot get, there will be virtually no possible way that there will be a lead contaminant to the shooter or employee. Nobody past the shooting line besides employees will go down to the target side. All people will be on the shooting line, and that's a stagnant line. The target will move towards the people on a rail. So on range safety. Range safety is number one. All range employees will wear hat, safety glasses, ear protection, and bulletproof vests. Both ranges will be supervised and have employees that monitor customers to make sure all range laws are met. There will be a no-nonsense policy to all personnel that enter the range. All persons that enter the range sign a range safety form and are informed of the laws of the range. All firearms will be inspected, to make sure they meet all standard range standards and are safe to operate. Continuing on the safety rule, for range safety, all shooting stalls will have bulletproof walls and steel with wood benches, so the shooter has a place to keep their range gear and firearms. The benches will also keep the shooter from entering the live fire area. All shooters will be escorted to a shooting stall and a green light will signal when they arrive. That shows that the stall is live, active shooter in the stall. When the shooter is done, the green light will go off and the shooter will be escorted from the stall to a safe room and out of the range. Range safety. Between the shop and the live fire range will be a safe room. This room is an alcove that stages shooters and gives the range master an area to brief the shooters on the do's and don'ts of the range. While the shooters are in a safe room, there will be no live ammunition or firearms. A range officer will escort the shooter to their stall where their firearms will be placed there by another range officer. Decibels. All employees and customers will be required to wear ear protection while in live fire range. The range will have an acoustic foam and wood covering that exposes all the steel, on all exposed steel, and flat surfaces, therefore decreasing the noise level inside the range. The community. The range will be open to all persons that can demonstrate safe range shooting. The range will be holding youth classes and parent supervised and league competition. The range will host amateur and professional leagues shooting on both ranges. The range will also hold classes for beginner, intermediate, professional shooters and Delaware concealed weapon classes. The community, the range community. With two of our owners being previous Delaware law enforcement officers and three being Delaware volunteer fire departments, our range will be proactive in working with military, law enforcement, and first responders and offering discount and free range events. The Marvin Armory will reach out to local departments and let them know about us so they can benefit from our climate-controlled range for their weapons requalifications. Range in Sussex County. All three owners are excited to bring the state-of-the-art indoor shooting range and archery range to Sussex County. With all three owners living in Sussex County, we have heard the demand for this facility like this and a safe and controlled place for people in Delmarva to exercise their Second Amendment right. That's where I open up for questions. We're here to answer any questions that you may have on hopefully the first public indoor shooting range in Sussex County, Delaware. And I'm sorry that I misspelled here wrong. I was kind of nervous. But being myself and my brother had both served in the Department of Corrections for a long time, and I was a range master for SCI, taught over 20,000 people in the short time I was there. We've heard the demand. I've since talked to SCI, and they would like to come to us and do their training there also. It's a climate-controlled event. Where they're at now is just not real climate-controlled at Nanticoke. So we have heard other people being interested in this, and you can see by the property, We have empty lots on both sides, and we are building a building inside of the building. Mm-hmm. So there'll be no outside appearance differences, and the noise outside the range will be a 60 decibel level and virtually unheard from the road.
Okay.
So if something's, you don't own those lots that join you, right?
The joining lots are empty, that we do not own them. The person that we bought, the person that first had the building built, has talked to us. He's came and looked at our shop, our building, and he did not oppose any.
So he owns
the lots. The back two and the one next door. This is a 0.75 acre lot.
Okay. So if a house was built on those lots.
And I don't think the one was perked to 0.75, but the other two were so low, I don't know if they would get perked for a house.
But just say. Hypothetically. Would they be able to hear your range?
As we're told through Megat, who's the licensed company designing this range, the people that are parked in our parking lot talking won't be able to hear the range.
So the church down the road also?
The church down the road will have no, we will have no outdoor live shooting. Okay. There'll be no outdoor. And we stress that. There are some outdoor shooting ranges down from us, Shooter's Choice, or Gunsmoke and Whiskey Ridge. They've been there for a long time, but we will have no outdoor shooting. We just don't believe in it. It's not safe enough, and I'm not bringing it to Sussex County at this time.
Okay.
But I have any questions? Our big statement was air purification and safety.
That
is our thing. And the way these ranges are designed, that is a big thing, is air purification. That's why we decided to go with the granulated system instead of the AR steel. It's so we don't get the splatter. There's no chance of a backfire. And when myself and the person that was on the chair of the Department of Corrections when they built our new range, I was on that committee, and this is why we're going to that instead of the splatter rule on the AR steel.
How many employees do you think you'll
at all times? We will be open. As of right now, we're looking at 6 days a week. Monday through Friday will be a later time, probably 10 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, probably 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning till about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So, and at all the employees, it'll be one range master, at least one, maybe two range officers. And then I'm applying in July for a retail side of the shop to sell firearms. That'll be our retail side, range bags, stuff like that. And we'll have staffers inside there, but probably five people at all times.
So you're going to probably put a fence around the perimeter of the property?
On the back half,
If you're going to be selling guns, I think you want some kind of security back.
Yeah, as of right now, we have a 14-camera system on the building. It is steel outside with concrete. On the back parcel of the lot, you mind if I go to the TV?
Sure. Yeah, please.
On the back side of the lot here, there'll be a fence. These trailers are no longer here. When we bought the property, we moved them out. They were moved. There'll be a fence from here to here and here to here. There's no other entry inside the building except for right here in the front door. Oh, and okay. We control everything from there on. Everything else is brick and metal.
Okay.
So you're going to build a building inside that building.
This is the main building, right? This is the archery range here. It's divided by a wall, and this is the main shooting range. And there'll be a concrete building with steel beams inside that building. We virtually no way around to get outside that building.
Dang. I am too, and safety impressed me. I heard that several times.
We are metal fabricators by trade. After law enforcement, we understand steel. We build, as our job now, we build bulletproof windows and doors for the government. And this is our thing. This is what we do. Safety and air pollution is our main thing.
I'm impressed with that. Really,
we want to be proactive in employment, and also with the have satisfied customers inside our range that want to come back and have a membership. Also, all local police departments, let them know that we're there. Climate control, instead of doing their 6-month recall in November or December out in the cold, they can come to our facility and use it.
Good.
So give something back to the guys in blue.
That's good.
So.
Okay, and now
you have to come up here, say your name.
Hi, I'm Lloyd Baney. The one lot, this 3/4 acre lot, I've spoken to the owner about this. If this range goes, I live in Selbyville, but I'm going to buy that lot from him and
move there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
Full time, yep. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there'll be, while they're there, there'll be range officers, range masters there. The building, the business will not operate without them being there.
Okay. And you three are going to be the range master?
I'm certified range master. I also teach Delaware concealed weapon classes. Right. And they are getting their NRA certification plus all required certifications to be a part of this. But we all have Delaware concealed weapon permits, and we're just we're trying to do this. You know, we see the demand. We just don't want to do this, pardon my language, the halfway.
Right.
We want this to be state of the art. And when I first brought this up to Representative Collins, when we first bought the property, I just wanted to get his input on it. And he stated he wanted something for youth. And my son, my brother's daughter, my son's 9, his brother's daughter's 8. They are starting firearms training. And they're very, it's a real good community of children to come out there and shoot at a controlled level, something for them to do in the winter months instead of sitting on their butt.
Right.
So do something to give back to the community.
Well, wait, sir. Mr. Dortmund, do you have any questions?
Excellent job presenting this.
Thank you.
And Sussex County is real bad. We've got, I live in Bridgeland and the rifle range shooting there. I can hear it in my house all the time.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yep.
But it's you're gonna be so busy. You guys are gonna have state police, town police.
Yep.
They're looking for places all the time to go.
Yes, and sorry to interrupt you, but with my our background, and plus, you know, I've done several. I was the Delaware pistol champion 2 years in a row for all law enforcement, and then one on the East Coast, and you know. People know, and they always want to come up and shoot with me. And you know, I shot certain times in certain leagues. I've been a member of Bridgeville, Nanticoke, taught classes. I still teach classes out in Nanticoke, and you know, they're all real excited to have a nice, controlled place to go shoot.
It seems like one thing. Nobody's going to be by themselves. Where somebody goes, you're going to take them there.
There will be nobody on this premises walking around with a loaded firearm without being supervised. They won't even walk around with a weapon.
Yeah.
A range officer will escort their weapon to their stall.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then they'll be escorted to that stall.
To that stall by the range master or other range officer.
Excellent job, sir.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
I have a question. You mentioned in here first responders, and that's just them as private citizens, not being a first responder carrying.
Yes, they are allowed to have a concealed weapon permit, but as a first responder, we want to reach back with our fire department background and extend a leaf to them also.
To them also.
Because a lot of first responders are forgotten.
So. Okay.
What are you offering to, you're offering to anybody, right? Or just
it's going to be for everybody, but we're offering discounts for military, law enforcement, first responders.
It would be discounts for active firefighters firefighters.
We'll do law enforcement days, fire department days, come in there and shoot.
I'm in the fire company too. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good thing. You get that out to all the fire company.
Mm-hmm.
You have a heck of a thing going on because we got a lot of guys.
Everybody has a gun, and everybody's complaints the same thing. I have no place to go shoot. And the few places, and not pick them on anybody, but the few places around here that are, you're able to shoot, I don't feel safe in.
No.
I won't shoot beside somebody without a barrier that I don't know, that I don't know whether they can handle the weapon. I mean, safety is number one.
Safety is number
one. I've heard that all night, and I like that. I do. That's really important.
We teach our kids. My wife shoots. All of our wives shoot. All have permits, and we're very proactive. But there's a right way to shoot, and there's a wrong way to shoot, and there's a good place to shoot, and there's a bad place to shoot. The shooter will feel comfortable in a bullet in an encased stall where they won't have objection from other people looking at them or the chance of somebody turning a weapon. That all stuff will be avoided by the size of these stalls and the way the range is designed.
How long will it take you to get this up and running?
Hopefully, as the way this goes today, they're talking we could have it possibly up by end of March or April.
Wow.
So, but the retail side will have to wait until we apply and get to sell. I shot for 6 hour. We're having a rental program there. We can rent before you buy. Get familiar with the weapon. I don't like when people go out and just buy guns and don't know how to shoot them. So let them know how to shoot it if that's the gun that they want.
I don't know if any of you guys shoot, but if you go to Shooter's Choice or you go to any range around, when you walk from the car to the parking lot, you can't hear a shot outside. When you go inside the store, you can faintly hear it. Until you get into the range, then, you know, that's where you wear air protection. But they do such a good job of, with the sound deadening and everything.
You know, with it being a new facility, this is all state-of-the-art stuff, and it has just improved every day. I mean, every 2 or 3 years, it's improving. Mm-hmm. This Grand Trap is something new that Meggitt has. The military has jumped all over it because of the safety. There's no splatter back. This range will be certified for anything less than 50 cal. We will not allow that here, but it is a very safe range. And like I said, the military uses it every day.
So shooter choice is going to be like yours is not, or they're not like yours? With the
They are steel backstop.
Steel backstop.
We are granular backstop.
They're a wet system. They flush water down a plate, and the bullet hits the water, and it goes up, and it gets rolled back down, and then it goes out into a collection. The problem is you contaminate the water with the lead.
Yep. And in this way...
And it hasn't come up here with EPA, but the EPA is really starting with this shooting into the dirt. You know, ranges are shooting into the dirt. There's lead contamination. Our area, being sandy soil, which you probably know, is pretty acidic, and the acid reacts with the lead. It's only a matter of time until EPA shuts this stuff down. You can't shoot in the dirt commercially. You know, I mean, you can go out in your backyard and do whatever you want.
But you guys probably won't remember Troop 5 in Bridgeville, the old Troop 5. They used to target range in there, and when the building got taken over, you could still...
Yep.
In there.
With us being in Soho for so long, Scott Collins, where they do their range certifications down at the end of where Acme used to be,
mm-hmm.
he has stressed that he's very happy that we're doing something like this. It gets our officers out of the gravel. It's very difficult in the middle of the winter to shoot with all your gear on, mm-hmm. do your qualification, you break your holster on a loose gravel snow road. That way they can just come here, get it over with. They have the whole access and be done.
So it's supposed to be air conditioned and heated.
It will where the shooters sit, that stall and the first 10 feet will be climate control. Down at the bottom of the range at 75 feet away, it will not. It'll be cold as ice down there.
Okay.
But the way the air comes in from outside, it's heated, blown on the customers, and it also pushes that air down towards the range. So there's no way that vapor from the toxicity from the lead, if there was any, that could come back.
Well, the air that does recirculate through the heat exchanger, goes through a HEPA filter. So any air that you do recirculate from downrange that comes back goes through filters,
yep.
and it's clean air.
And all the filters...
They recirculate about 45%.
Yep. And all the filters will be handled by a licensed recovery team. Yep. So to pull the filters out, because they will have... If they have a trace amount of lead in it, we physically won't touch them. So everything will be contaminated.
So will you have other state agencies that, like DENREC, are they going to monitor what you're doing or your cleanup?
There's no standard for them, really.
Okay, that's
no. Yeah, from what we heard from Meggitt, there's no standard on the indoor range.
Okay.
But I know the chief of police for DENREC, and he wants to see it. I mean,
game wardens. Yeah.
For game wardens, pretty much for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm from Sussex
thing.
County for almost 30 years, and this is something that Sussex County needs, but it needs to be the right way.
And it needs to be in the area yeah. that you are.
Yes.
Yep.
And
you're not going to put it down my road.
The Meggitt will not certify this range if it's not safe. If they come in and they imply it, they will test it.
Yep.
If they feel it's not safe, they will say, we're walking away from this.
Yeah,
they will let us know.
Well, they do the design, and they guarantee that pass their
test.
They do the design. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's divided in 5 lanes, and then there's 5 lanes over here. It's going to be 10 lanes total, and there's going to be dividing wall that goes down the center.
And that's a structure.
That way, if we have stuff to do on this side, we can shut those lanes down. Or police departments don't like, they like open barriers when they do their training. That way they can practice on that side. Not disturb the other people on the other side.
And to bring that to light, whenever a law enforcement agency is in there, it is not a public range at that time. It is shut down for them. That way, we're not having a public range and a law enforcement training spot in one
right.
to shut. It is I'm going to send them a 6-month calendar. They fill the calendar up. We shut down on them days. They come and do their thing.
Well, for those hours.
For those hours.
Yeah.
You know, we shut down. We the, it, At that time, it will not be a public range. They will come in and they will do their stuff. We'll clean up, and then we'll reopen for the public at a certain time.
Okay.
All right. I don't have any questions. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I had a couple, but you answered them.
They did for me. Sure. You have any?
Any issues with, are you going to have lighting in the outside at all?
As of right now, if I can go back to the board, please.
As of right now, we have, they're on eyes for dusk till dawn. We have a security light that shines from here to the road, from here to about here, and from here to about here. Also in the corner, on this side, all corners have security cameras on them, 360 degrees. Interior has security cameras on them. And then after we get going, I would like to see a light pole out here in the corner where our sign would be to shine the parking lot. Because as of right now, this parking lot's so big.
It's pretty dark.
Neighbors right? Down here in Maryland, because we're friends with everybody. We let them park their cars there because the roads were so bad, they couldn't get out of driveways. We went down and plowed their driveways for them, even on the Maryland side. And they would have them park their cars there so they could get to work in the morning. So we're trying to be, before this building had a bad reputation, it was a live feed plant. And the pigs were there and everything else that had a bad reputation. We're mending that reputation. We're new owners. We're not those owners. We're fixing the property up, landscaping, redoing the driveway. We're being proactive and trying to be a community business for the rest of Lower Sussex County. And that is about as low as I can get.
So
that's right on the Maryland line.
How many cars can you park there?
Huh?
How many cars are you parking there?
There's probably 50 cars that can go in
okay.
there.
And I presume, because you referenced that there's another part of the application, I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Yes.
You've got to go for probably conditional use for your retail.
A retail site.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go through a site plan process with the county on that at
yes.
another level.
But that's
okay.
up the road,
and
though,
that,
right?
And that would be right here, this front office area.
Huh?
And that's the only way that the people who went inside the room.
Okay. I just want to make sure that.
Janelle was talking to me.
Yeah, she's talking to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's backed up till July or even farther.
Yeah.
I know it's pretty busy. But we're taking it one step at a time. Being this is a pricey investment, we're just trying to do our steps in a time. This is the most expensive part.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that I want to make sure I was clear and the board was clear that there was another step to that process
yes.
as well. So.
Yep.
And
if they go with the retail.
If they go retail.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, this is just.
But as of right now, I guess this is a question I have for you guys, because I'm new at this. Once we get, if we do get the permit for this indoor range, it could start, it could be open. We just kind of have a retail side of that.
You're going to actually have to go through the site plan process because you're changing the use. So
mm-hmm.
You're going to need to talk to staff. If this is approved, and we'll get you through that process.
Okay. Yeah, I just need a little help and guidance through that.
That's
their department.
Lady help,
yeah.
Right down there.
Yeah. I mean, for so long, all we did was go get bad guys.
So. Now, this is, just so you know, this is an application for 5-year max.
Yes.
So it's...
every 5-year, we'll come back.
Correct. You
yep.
would have to come back, so.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a healthy investment, but it's worth it.
All right, sir.
The bad guy couldn't make it because of the weather. He was going to come here saying, well, this is the guy who makes the rain.
Right.
Couldn't get it in because of the weather. He was actually going to come here and stand with us.
So that's why I got duped into this. He had throat mm-hmm. surgery today, and I had this. So.
All right, then. There ain't no
okay.
further questions?
I make a motion that we approve the special.
Right.
Nobody here.
He still needs to ask. He said I still got to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be somebody on the hallway.
Yeah. Alrighty. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Alrighty. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Now.
I would like to make a motion that we grant this request a special use exemption. I think it's an asset to Sussex County and is very well needed.
For a period of 5 years.
For a period of 5 years when they will come back, and it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property.
Very well. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 12,083 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mayor?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, glad to see it coming.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,083 is approved, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Well needed. All right, that is all the regular business for the